was interested in applying for the position, or when we did have interest, they didn't pass a portion of the test.
Alaska's most unemployed town finally fills two post office jobs, and we're familiar with the spirit of giving, but is there a spirit of receiving too? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That and more up next. Skagway is back on top of the unemployment list. November's unemployment rate for the community is 27.4%, the highest in the state. Another tourism-dependent area, the Denali Borough, is second at 20% unemployment. The data released by the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development shows a statewide non-adjusted rate raise from 6.8% in October to 7.2% in November, as seasonal industries like fishing and tourism slowed. Haines unemployment was at 9.5% in November, lower than the southeast towns of Petersburg, Wrangell, Prince of Wales, Hoonah, and Angoon, and higher than Ketchikan and Sitka. It's more than a half a point lower than this time last year and almost 2 points higher than last month. In Skagway, unemployment is up from last month when the town's 21.7% unemployment also topped the state list. This November's rate was also higher than this time last year by almost 2 points. But that doesn't necessarily mean there's no work in Skagway. The post office, which has had the recent help of a former postmaster and current Haines postmaster, was still understaffed until they recently filled two part-time jobs there, which shouldn't be hard in a town with the highest unemployment in the state, right? Wrong.
We did have a difficult time in filling those positions.
Blessie Lockman is the acting manager for marketing for the U.S. Postal Service in Alaska.
Because as you know, as a government agency, we have to run several different tests.
Two local Skagway residents filled the jobs, which are not considered temporary or seasonal. But from the beginning, there wasn't a whole lot of interest from the right people, Lockman explains. Keep in mind, the official definition of unemployment, where no one beats out Skagway in the winter, excludes anyone who has not made an active attempt to find work.
Combination of many things. We posted numerous times the positions, and we at one point we didn't have applicants. Then we reposted it again. We did have applicants, but the applicants did not pass the test, so we had to repost it again. And I mean, we were just back and forth.
The post office does bring applicants through a lengthy process, even for clerk positions for sorting mail, like these newly filled Skagway positions. Applicants go through drug tests, an entrance exam, and have physical and background requirements.
Even though there's a high rate of unemployment, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it would be that easy to hire.
The two part-time workers joined Postmaster Donna McMullen, who filled the position when the former head of the office retired in the spring. Again, Bessie Lockman with the post office.
Now that we have the two postal employee in place working, helping out at the Skagway post office, the community hopefully will look at that as, you know, a plus for the post office.
Statewide, Alaska's seasonally adjusted job rate didn't really budge. For the last 3 years, Alaska has shown lower unemployment than the rest of the country, but economists say that gap is beginning to close. The national seasonally adjusted rate dropped 0.4 percentage point to 8.6%, a change so big it's happened only one other time in the last decade. The Alaska rate dropped only 0.1 percentage point last month. Alaskans call them caribou, but at this time of year, many know them as reindeer. And during the holiday season, some lower 48 retailers and churches hire them to spruce up Christmas displays. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonzi filed this report on entrepreneurial Pacific Northwest ranchers who raise and rent out the animals.
Yes, that is a live reindeer, sharp antlers and all. Step right up to the sleigh to take your Christmas photos. A woman in an elf costume keeps a tight grip on the reindeer's collar. Holiday shopping is in full swing here at Swanson's Nursery in Seattle. The reindeer handler is Sonia Benhart. She and her husband Ed own Reindeer Express.
Do you rent to Santa?
No, we have not rented to Santa. Santa's got his own stuff.
Okay.
A pair of reindeer rent for $200 per hour with handler with a 3-hour minimum. Churches, garden centers, and nurseries are leading customers. Other marketing targets include shopping malls and community tree lighting ceremonies. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.
Okay, ready? Let's
take a picture.
Got it.
You've heard Alaska has a state tree, a state bird, a state mineral, and a state wine.
I want to go to Hawaii.
And it's also something of an anthem for the darkest, shortest day of the year, which is now. But are you sure you want to go to Hawaii or some other fill-in-the-blank tropical paradise? For those of us who are stuck here anyway, let's look at the bright side. Number one, recall your last plane ride, and you might remember it's not the magic carpet ride to Eden you're picturing. A metal tunnel stuffed with babies who can't pop their ears and viruses that probably don't even have names yet. And that stench, a cocktail of jet exhaust and porta-potty sanitizer. The stewardess doesn't even give you a pillow anymore, so you have to risk freezing at 30,000 feet because you had to ball your jacket up under your head or else later wake up drooling on a stranger's shoulder. Number two, bragging rights. Your winter homestead will definitely pay off in the spring when you can stroll along the seashore, hands in your pockets, and tell everyone that you still have your Alaskan purity because you haven't seen a stoplight or a movie in at least a year. You'll have to explain the dazzling pale color of your skin by then anyway. Number three, think of all you can do with the airfare to Hawaii, like buy a year's supply of smoked salt caramels, or give Snuggies to all your friends, or buy the entire series from your favorite childhood sitcoms. Plus, you won't run the risk of any allergic reaction from all that tropical fruit or sun damage from the big bright ball in the Hawaiian sky. So before you start feeling sorry for yourself for not going to Winter Go Bye-Bye Land, where everyone might be tanner but not necessarily happier, look out your window. And then try to visualize where those beautiful mountains are supposed to be, because we all know it's either too dark or too foggy to see them anyway. Then pop a 1,500 milligram vitamin D and pretend your snow goggles or sunglasses, because that's as close to Hawaii as you're going to get. And if you still want white sands and beautiful beaches, you're closer than you think. They're called Katsuhin Flats, and they're right down the canal.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you.
This is the time of year when we regroup with family, celebrate with friends, and think about those who are less fortunate. Cozying up to a roaring fire with chestnuts roasting to wrap presents with care for loved ones. After all, the holidays are all about giving, right? Actually, receiving is pretty cool too. And I bet every one of you has thought of something you really, really, really want this year. So, let her rip.
What I want for Christmas is an all-clad pan set.
I want a Nintendo 3DSi with some games for it.
I want an iPod Touch for Christmas.
I'm not going to tell you. Okay, I'll tell you. Ducks. Ponyland, and Duckland.
A $25,000 firing system for my fireworks shows. And what it consists of is a computer, and the computer controls the entire fireworks show. So all you got to do is you pipe all the wires into your firing panel.
I would love a trip to California and Mississippi to visit my nieces and nephews.
What you do is you hit the little enter key or return key on your computer, and the computer does a show. It has all the timing, the whole nine yards. So it's a complete choreographed show.
A teddy bear and a flute.
I want a puppy for Christmas.
Escalade! As long as you have your timing for your shells, how long it takes from the shell to go from the tube up into the air, and how far it goes to burst. And so you can program all this into the computer.
The American Girl.
Nothing!
Top Traffic membership.
I am saturated with Christmas right now.
And you can get them. There's different brand names for them, and you can program the computer to do its timing, and you can have one heck of a show.
Well, I really, really get Santa a lot for so he can know.
You gave him a note?
Yeah.
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 That's easy.
But no, I'm just all of this stuff only know.
Then I finally get to watch a show for a change. because doing a show, you don't get to see it much. I've been a good boy. I know for a fact I've been a good boy.
A mole control snow machine.
A baby Newfoundland.
Driving myself in a dinosaur.
A piggy bank.
Doo-doo walking puppy.
A Wii. A iPad and what else?
I asked Santa for red hair.
Choo-choo train.
A Lego Star Wars set. A new blue Alaska beer.
I want beautiful red hair.
A go.
And a Drawing the Castle happy napper.
A lot of stuff.
A drum set. A microphone.
Like this one?
With a speaker, too, that you can adjust.
Cool.
So at the board, I just wake up full blast. Then my mom goes, turn that down. Mario Kart 2 and an easy bake.
Can I get red hair?
What I want for Christmas would be peace, love, family, and more camera gear.
Merry holiday to you, dear listener, from your neighbors and from KHNS. May you do a kind turn unto others this time of year, but be good to yourself, too. I'm Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.